Section 14 of Calculus Made Easy. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Bruce Kachuk. Calculus Made Easy by Sylvanus P. Thompson. Section 14. Exercises 5. 1. If y equals a plus bt squared plus ct to the fourth, find dy over dt and d2y over dt squared. Answer: dy over dt equals 2bt plus 4ct cubed. d2y over dt squared equals 2b plus 12ct squared. 2. A body falling freely in space describes in t seconds a space s in feet, expressed by the equation s equals 16 t squared. Draw a curve showing the relation between s and t. Also determine the velocity of the body at the following times from its being let drop. T equals 2 seconds, t equals 4.6 seconds, t equals 0.01 second. Answer: 64, 147.2, and 0.32 feet per second. 3. If x equals at minus 1/2 gt squared, find x dot and x double dot. Answer: x equals a minus gt. X double dot equals minus g. 4. If a body moves according to the law, s equals 12 minus 4.5t plus 6.2t squared, find its velocity when t equals 4 seconds, s being in feet. Answer: 45.1 feet per second. 5. Find the acceleration of the body mentioned in the preceding example. Is the acceleration the same for all values of t? Answer: 12.4 feet per second per second. Yes. 6. The angle theta in radians turned through by a revolving wheel is connected with the time t in seconds that has elapsed since starting by the law theta equals 2.1 minus 3.2t plus 4.8t squared. Find the angular velocity in radians per second of that wheel when 1.5 seconds have elapsed. Find also its angular acceleration. Answers: angular velocity equals 11.2 radians per second. Angular acceleration equals 9.6 radians per second per second. 7. A slider moves so that, during the first part of its motion, its distance s in inches from its starting point is given by the expression s equals 6.8t cubed minus 10.8t, t being in seconds. Find the expression for the velocity and the acceleration at any time, and hence find the velocity and the acceleration after 3 seconds. Answer: v equals 20.4t squared minus 10.8. a equals 40.8t. 172.8 inches per second, 122.4 inches per second squared. 8. The motion of a rising balloon is such that its height, h in miles, is given at any instant by the expression h equals 0.5 plus 1/10 times the cube root of t minus 125, t being in seconds. Find an expression for the velocity and the acceleration at any time. Draw curves to show the variation of height, velocity, and acceleration during the first 10 minutes of the ascent. Answers: v equals 1 over 30 times the cube root of, open parenthesis, t minus 125, close parenthesis, squared. A equals minus 1 over 45 times the cube root of, open parenthesis, t minus 125, close parenthesis, to the fifth. 9. A stone is thrown downwards into water and its depth P in meters at any instant T seconds after reaching the surface of the water is given by the expression P equals 4 over 4 plus T squared, all plus 0.8 T minus 1. Find an expression for the velocity and the acceleration at any time. Find the velocity and acceleration after 10 seconds. Answers. V equals 0.8 minus 8t over, open parenthesis, 4 plus t squared, close parenthesis, squared. A equals 24t squared minus 32, all over, open parenthesis, 4 plus t squared, close parenthesis, cubed. 0.7926 and 0.00211. 10. A body moves in such a way that the space is described in the time t from starting is given by s equals t to the nth, where n is a constant. Find the value of n when the velocity is doubled from the 5th to the 10th second. Find it also when the velocity is numerically equal to the acceleration at the end of the 10th second. Answer. N equals 2. N equals 11. End of section 14.